If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sexy liberal John Peterson. I can feel the sex through the phone line. Good morning. Good morning, sexy.
Disgrace. Good morning. In my day, when a politician attacked and smeared the CIA, you could count on that guy having a dead hooker in the trunk of his car by week's end.
Thank you.
Do things. A dead hooker or a live boy, but look how far we've fallen.
And this is a dead urine-soaked hooker at this point, yes.
Yes.
Oh, let me tell you know, I don't even know where to begin after all the jokes about trickle-down or the urination.
The yellow journalism,
all I can
yes.
say is, I didn't think it'd get any funnier until he did accuse BuzzFeed of yellow journalism.
Yes, exactly.
That was a
fantastic.
Special moment.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep, and again, the intelligence officials still haven't said it didn't happen.
That's right.
So keep
that in mind. Thank you. And by the way, I have, since we've spoken last, fallen in love with Malcolm Nance.
Yes. Oh, my God, I love him.
I've never had a sexual attraction other than to John Fugelsang to a man like this.
Yes.
But
he
wrote the book, John, before this came out, How Russia Hacked American Democracy.
Yes.
There are people who have been trying to warn us. But that's what he said, John. He said they would not have attached this. And what Clapper said is they are still investigating. They would not have attached it if they did not think it was credible.
Well, look, here's the thing, because I've been doing Good Morning Britain lately, because I like to get up at 3 in the morning and go fight Piers Morgan via satellite.
Fantastic.
That's what I do now for kicks. Trump said in that press conference, first off, he lied about quite a bit. He lied about ISIS. He lied about Russia. He lied about taxes. He lied when he said he had press conferences every day during the campaign. But this is a guy who goes on the Alex Jones show, right? InfoWars, a guy who claims that Sandy Hook was a hoax. And all those grieving parents are paid actors, and there were no dead kids.
That's right.
Trump goes on that show and now complains about fake news.
Yeah.
In the same press conference, he actually said fighting ISIS was number one tricky. Number one tricky, which is ironic because that's the name of the same service he ordered from the Russian call girl agency.
Yes. Yes. I see what you did there. Yeah.
But I like when people who lie about Benghazi and exploited 4 murdered Americans for crass political gain complain about fake news.
Yep.
I mean, when Fox News is defending CNN, you know that we're not through the looking glass. We went through and broke it to a million pieces.
Yeah.
It is going to be comedically great. It is going to bring out the best in good people and bring out the worst in gullible people. And I agree with Francis and Angela. It's going to be a whole new America, and I'm already so inspired by the fact that people are over the shock of this electoral college win and a guy getting three million fewer votes winning. And now if people are getting mobilized.
I'm with our congresswoman out here, Representative Barbara Lee. She said, I'm not going to be celebrating. I'm going to be organizing.
That's
and that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what, Francis, we were just talking about it, John. We obviously always get excited to go do Sexy Liberal. But, I mean, it is really stressful, too, to be going into the belly of the beast in D.C. I mean, we're going to be broadcasting Friday, Frangela and John, and hopefully will join us in studio there. And then doing the march Saturday, the women's march, and then Sexy Liberal Saturday night. But, I ain't there to celebrate.
No.
Well, I am there to celebrate the resistance. I'll
there
be honest. I'm there to celebrate the majority of Americans who reject mocking the handicapped, who reject bringing back torture and asking our troops to commit war crimes. The majority of voters, don't forget, it wasn't 65 million who voted against him. That was just for Hillary. 74 million voted against his 62 million. And I'm there to celebrate Americans who say, no, the rich don't need a 4 percentage point deeper tax cut than George Bush gave them. And I'm celebrating the people who don't like Russia pulling the strings because Putin did to Trump what Trump likes to do to females. And I keep getting asked, everyone's like, oh, how do you compare Barack Obama's farewell address to Donald Trump's press conference? And I'm like, well, on one hand, it is a welcome respite from eloquence and cohesion, but you can't compare them. It's
right.
it's like comparing apples and corrosive, festering tumors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like enjoying a fine vintage organic wine and chasing it down with a cocktail of broken glass, bacon grease, and motor oil.
That's
not quite the same.
That's
it's like you're watching the greatest opera with a symphony orchestra, and then 27% of the audience decide to burn down the theater and kill us all. So it's not exactly the same, and I am really, really celebrating.
It's like apples comparing
an
apple to an Ebola-laden orange.
Yes.
Yeah, an orange because he is orange. So orange in that case does mean.
Yeah, Trump couldn't give that speech if Obama climbed into his mouth. And gave it for him.
His mouth is big enough.
It is.
Yeah.
He could hide out in that neck area. And then
John, I understand there are only a few teensy, tiny amount of tickets available for Sexy Liberal, almost sold out. So, this one is going to be like never before. We have never been up against this. The Sexy Liberal Army.
Get your tickets now because there's going to be this gazillion woman march, which includes lots of woken up men, by the way. It's going to be really impossible to get tickets. So if you want to go to the party of the year, the opening volley in the resistance movement, be in D.C., go to the march, come to Harmon Hall that night and be a part of it. Because you know what? Listen, we've already seen the worst of America brought out. The resistance is going to bring out the best in America.
That's right.
Our conservative brothers and sisters who know something smells bad in Denmark and aren't going to stand for this. Mm-hmm.
Yep, absolutely. Johnny, we will see you there, honey, and hopefully you'll join us in studio, next Friday?
In studio Friday morning.
Okay.
I'll see y'all there.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, honey. Love you. Somebody tweeted yesterday, they were like, what does it say when a guy named Mad Dog is the most sane one? Yes.
Nobody calls me Mad Dog.
I know, sorry.
Worried because I was like, should we really put somebody in a diplomatic position whose nickname is Mad Dog?
Right.
Like, I mean,
ironically,
he
says Russia. But I mean, and that's, you know, how does this go when he's at odds with everything Trump says? He says Russia is our top threat.
Yes,
that's what he said. This was with McCain yesterday. Hang on a second.
Putin wants to be our enemy. He needs us as his enemy. He will never be our partner, including in fighting ISIL. He believes that strengthening Russia means weakening America. We must proceed realistically on this basis.
Yeah, I mean, I have said over and over, I'm not a conspiracy-minded person, but whoever just emailed, I'm like, can you imagine the spectacle of if Putin releases this stuff? I'm sure he has tax returns. I'm sure he has tape. I'm sure he has all this stuff. I mean, just to throw America into complete chaos.
Absolutely.
and to try to prove democracy is a sham. And, you know, obviously the election was a sham, but blah, blah, blah. Can you imagine Donald Trump sputtering like, oh, yeah, he's a loser, hashtag sad, Putin.
Fake news, stupid Putin.
Lock her up.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Buddy in Columbus. Hello, Tommy. What up?
Hey, it's Randy.
Oh, sorry. Hang on one second. I'll come back to you. Buddy in Columbus. Sorry.
Hi. I got three things, Mom. I'll roll through them fast. One, isn't that Trump press conference, when asked about the water sports, he didn't deny it. All he said was, oh, I know where they keep the cameras.
Yeah. Yes. And the Russian hookers. Hoo-ha. Yeah.
That's true.
And I want to get my black up with Frangelis. Let's talk about that election. Mm. How they won was by suppressing the black vote.
Absolutely.
8,000 African Americans went around Flint, East Lansing, and Detroit. Voted and decided, oh, we're just not going to vote for president.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Right.
Imagine if we had something like cross-check the white men over 45.
Yeah. Right.
Right. They came out in record numbers in the primary for Hillary, and then they decided running against the guy endorsed by the Klan, it wasn't so important.
Yeah, they decided not to do the recount in Michigan because it's a little complicated.
Yeah.
We're just going to discount all the Detroit
white
votes.
We're supposed to keep people from voting twice. Why don't we stop white men over 45 and registered Republicans from voting twice?
Right, thank you.
We know they're not doing it. And finally, Trump is a treasonous bastard. The New York Times went on it 2 days ago. They said if he worked with Russia, that's a treasonous act. And I'm just reading today, one of his administration people were talking about breaking up the EU.
Yes.
You know who wants to break up the EU?
Putin.
Vladimir Putin.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm telling you, white people don't want to be white anymore.
Randy, no. I don't. I renounce my whiteness. I'm turning it back in.
I am loving the Renaissance.
Good morning,
Randy in Seattle. There you go. Hi, honey.
Hi. There's so many things. Like Trump, Jacob the Liar is being replaced by Donald the Liar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obamacare is being replaced by Trump Don't Care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm calling, Trump Don't Care.
Yeah.
What I was calling is that Louise.
That's all right. Everybody clear. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Oh, okay. Did you got it? I'm glad. It's just the Obama was so put upon by Trump. He tried to tarnish his by saying that he was a Kenyan, a Muslim Kenyan.
Right. Yeah, he's the founder of fake news in this country.
Exactly. And I so wanted somebody at the press report to say, you know, when he was talking about fake news, how about when you were going after Obama?
Yeah.
And why didn't that question come up? Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, and why didn't someone ask that? Thank you, Randy. Can I just congratulate you? Coded during that call, and you came back to life, and that proves that we can do it. America can do it.
Yeah, it's exact. But I do remember what I called about.
Oh, there you go. See?
Yes, it was that. Don't tell me I lost it again.
This happens to me all the time.
I know, and Obama is the very first black president we had, and I think that Trump will forever be remembered as the first sexual minority president.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you, honey. I so feel his pain because I do that all the time.
Well,
I have to circle back and get my point. Mm-hmm. I gotta go. I'm circling around the cul-de-sac. Back
Trump's
up. I got a parallel park. Gotta find it again.
It's happening.
Yeah. No, it's we're all distracted. I mean, I find myself. I start doing the dishes and then I'm opening mail and everything. I walk around my home and it's all. I think they're like half done, and then like I'm muttering. You know, or I'm telling my dog, I was like, I don't understand why we even have an electoral college. I think we're all really stressed out.
How does Benny feel about the electoral college?
He's really sick of me yelling at the TV and the computer.
Right.
He just leaves the room now.
Right.
It's just like, this woman.
I'm like, why'd I come in this room? Oh, to throw something at the TV again.
Well, I've been I told Angela, I was like, I am almost to the foil hat phase.
Oh, no, me too.
And which is crazy. Yeah. And I'm up watching the news till 1 o'clock in the morning, broadcasts that I've seen twice already.
Yes.
Yeah, but you find new things in it this time.
Yes. I was like, maybe there's signs. There'll be a sign.
Just for those sleepy bedroom Malcolm Nance eyes telling the truth on the TV.
I mean, Malcolm Nance rocks. Mm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read that book.
Yeah.
I haven't read it.
How Russia hacked America's democracy, published in October.
Yeah.
Okay. 47 minutes after the hour. I don't know what has happened. But is there, let's find if there's a Mrs. Nance before I go to D.C. next week.